From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, the body of Yasser Arafat was laid to rest amid scenes of mass grief in the West Bank town of Ramallah. The Palestinian leader died Thursday. His remains were flown by helicopter to Ramallah from Cairo, where a solemn state funeral was held earlier in the day. A number of Arab leaders attended the ceremony, along with government officials representing more than 50 nations. No members of the Egyptian public were permitted to attend. It was a sharp contrast to the chaotic scene in Ramallah, as NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
It was a frenzied farewell of grief and guns fired into the air. Tens of thousands thronged the area around the Mukatta, the half-blasted headquarters where Arafat had lived and worked, a virtual prisoner the last 3 years. His burial here, a defiant symbol of his struggle to survive in the face of repeated threats by Israel to capture or kill him. Gun-toting militants in masks marched through the gates of the compound. Women wept. A sea of green and red emblems, flags, and posters of a younger Arafat dipped in parades outside the walls of the compound that Palestinian authorities intend to transform into a shrine. The marchers cried, "We will redeem you, Abu Ammar, Arafat's nom de guerre, with our blood and our souls." People hung from telephone poles and clambered up drain pipes for a coveted rooftop view. As the helicopter bearing Arafat's body appeared in the sky, a wild cheer went up. The chopper blades kicked up a storm of dust that forced the onlookers to turn their heads away. Palestinian senior negotiator Saab Arakat admitted afterwards that officials had considered not landing. When the helicopter did touch down, thousands surged forward. Officials cracked open the hatch and pleaded with the crowd to back away. But this burial belonged to the people, and they would not be turned back. 25 minutes after landing, security men finally squeezed Arafat's casket from the helicopter and plunged into the sea of people jostling to touch the flag-draped coffin. The lightly armed police ran ahead, forcing open a path, and the body was taken directly to the tomb site that also swarmed with Arafat supporters. Just hours earlier, workers had put the finishing touches on the marble and concrete memorial. One mourner, Jabbar Batar Hajar, was furious that control had slipped from the hands of the Palestinian authorities.
If they cannot control the security, who will control the security, and how will it ever be controlled?
Another mourner, Maysoon Herbawi, joined in with her understanding of what the anarchic scenes were all about.
The people do not have any rights. All of this chaos is an expression of the people. This is all an expression of the people.
Through her tears, a black-clad woman who identified herself simply as Safiye struck what was the theme of the day among many who turned out to honor Arafat.
My father is alive and well, but he is my real father. Today I feel orphaned. This is my real father, and my loss is great. Today I lost my true father.
Protocol was the casualty of the day's events. A planned period for Arafat's coffin to lie for viewing was canceled. Foreign dignitaries in attendance never had the chance to pay their last respects. Thousands of Palestinians were prevented from coming to Ramallah by Israeli checkpoints that had been thrown up when the West Bank was sealed off following Arafat's death. Albert Al-Ghazarian, an academic from Beirut University, says the burial today was the rawest expression of Palestinian reverence.
The French have had their dignified choreography in the airport. The Egyptians had their sterilized thing, but this was the other dimension of Yasser Arafat.
Al-Ghazarian says the Palestinian leader would have loved it. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Ramallah.